You're 17, 18 years old about this time, aren't you? There you laid in that bed for 163 days, probably not knowing whether you wanted to live or die.
Well, that's true, because the doctors, three of them, Dr. King, Dr. Shy, I'll think of the other one in a minute, they told me that I had 3 or 4 months to live, and the last 2 weeks they told me I had 2 weeks to live. So I resigned myself to it, that I was going to die. And the Lord saved my life.
A healing evangelist came to Pontotoc County?
Yeah, Pontotoc.
Tell us then how it was that you were cured of tuberculosis. Did he pray for you, that
yes.
minister?
He prayed for me that night, and when he touched me with his hand and said, "You foul, tormenting disease, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out of this boy," just like that, "come out of this boy and enter him no more." The presence of God filled my whole being, filled my lungs, and I could breathe from all the way down to the bottom of my lungs. I rose up from the chair I was sitting in and ran across the stage, and he put a microphone in my hand, and I testified that I was healed, and I was really healed.
But to verify the healing, I think you had a doctor.
Yes, Dr. Morey in Tulsa from the sub clinic. He fluoroscoped my lungs and then asked me to send my blood to Oklahoma City to the state medical department. And they examined it and sent me a message that no TB found. And that's as far as I went.
So then that had to influence you on, because there was a time in your early life where you were kind of running from God, but you saw this healing in your body. And so then was that the instant that you said, "Well, I too want to be an evangelist and I want to be in the healing ministry"?
I had just been converted. And that week, my brother came to Stratford, Oklahoma, where my dad was pastoring a little church. He said, "Oral, get dressed. I'm taking you to Brother Muncie, who's going to pray for you, and you're going to be healed." I said, "Elmer, I can't get dressed. I've been here 5 months." And he said, "I'll dress you." So he dressed me, and he and Papa carried me to the car, put me in the back seat of the car, and talked about the meetings. He and Mom and Papa were driving in the front seat. I lay there in the back listening, and all of a sudden, I lost contact with them, and I heard the voice of God. For the first time in my life, I was not a Christian. I had never had a religious thought. But when the Lord's voice came to me and said, "Son, I am going to heal you, and you are to take my healing power to your generation," I knew it was God. I had him to repeat it 3 times, and when I got there, I knew I would be healed. And after I was healed, I entered the ministry, and I didn't pray for the sick very much for the next 12 years.